There are about 5,000 planes in the U.S. commercial fleet. All of those planes were grounded Tuesday morning. Today, airlines are starting to resume operations, but the process of reintegrating the aircraft into the complex web of scheduled departures and arrivals is indeed quite complex. As Darrell Jenkins told us, he's a professor of airline management at George Washington University.
None of the planes that we have out there are in the right place, and neither are the crews nor the passengers. So one of the big problems that we will have this week is, first of all, we have to get passengers who were stranded on Tuesday to their destinations. Then we have to get planes, and we have to get crews into their correct positions so that some morning, maybe 2 or 3 days from now, we can start flying a normal schedule again.
Now, there would not be a computer program in existence in which you could just plug in flights and companies and passengers and have all this work.
We have a lot of computer programs, but just so you know, when it comes to when everything goes offline, as happened on Tuesday, that is all handled by a human being who's making judgments about where planes need to be and where crews and passengers are currently situated.
You mean there is one person trying to figure out where to put 5,000 planes?
At an airline like American Airlines, you will probably at any one time in their system operations center, which is kind of their nerve center, have anywhere from 50 to 75 dispatchers who are handling all the flights and all the planes that are in the air at that time.
Do you do it with a map and just sort of little model aircraft? What do you do?
No, you do have a software that you use so that you actually know who is where, and then you just start finding out where you have the most people, where your most value is, getting them there, and you move each plane literally one by one to a destination. So you have to reposition your planes, and at the same time, you have to have your crews, which are stationed at different areas around the country. You have to get your crews back into the right positions. This will take a day or so once we get flying again to get everybody, the planes, the passengers, and the crews back into the right position so that you can start running a normal schedule.
200 planes went to Canada. What happens to them?
Well, they have the same problems that everyone else does. You have a further complicating factor in that the borders were closed down, so the borders have to be opened, and then they will go back to their intermediate destinations as well.
Looking at this on a grand scale, it's sort of what the airlines have to do when they have, let's say, a day of very turbulent weather, and they have to put things
back
together.
Correct. Now, the difference is generally you have your planes at a destination, so that the planes would be closer to where they should be in a normal stormy weather irregular op situation. So we have planes and crews more out of place than we normally would.
And will some aircraft have to fly empty just to be in the right place?
Now, that's the thing that drives a dagger into all of our hearts, where if we drive a plane and we have all of these costs in doing it and there's no revenue associated with it at all. So this is kind of the worst possible situation that you can be in economically.
And is that going to happen?
That's happening right now.
Willing to venture a guess as to when things will be sort of humming along again in the airline business?
I want you to know that things will never be like they were before. So when we used to hum in the past, the hum will be a little bit less in the future than it was in the past.
Professor Jenkins, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Noah.
Darrell Jenkins, he teaches airline management at George Washington University.